To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the program. Robert and Mary with you again as we make a switch from Avis Budget Group to our other travels to Providence this week. And before we share some of the Colette 100th celebration with you, a brief word about LifeLock with Norton Security.
Yes, the FBI has issued an urgent request to reboot your home or office internet router now to help disrupt a massive foreign-based malware attack. Hundreds of thousands of routers have already been compromised. The malware is called VPN Filter, and it could collect the information passing through your router. A compromised router can put your privacy and the security of your devices at stake.
You know, sadly, folks, there are so many threats in today's digital world, but thankfully, LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security for added protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft, while Norton Security protects against online threats like ransomware. And if there ever is a problem, LifeLock agents will work to restore your reputation, your funds, and more. Join now for the first year and get an additional 10% off the low starting price of just $7.99 a month. Go to LifeLock.com, use promo code RM to get that 10% savings, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, we're going to get into this in greater detail next hour with our showcase segment guests, but this week, Robert and I certainly were on the move, traveling in New Jersey, and then up to Rhode Island Thursday and Friday of this week, where we attended Colette's 100th anniversary celebration in Providence. And while we were there, we ran into Jennifer Wilson-Butige. She's the co-president of Valerie Wilson Travel and a member of the Virtuoso Network, who's consistently ranked on the annual A-list by Travel and Leisure. Here's that interview.
Well, Jennifer, nice to do this in person, to meet you here while we're all in Providence today.
I love being able to put a name and a face together. Great to see you both.
Thank you. Likewise. All right. So your company, Valerie Wilson Travel, it's one of the top family travel agencies companies that's out there in the business. And you've been doing this, we were just talking before the interview started, 37 years. So congratulations on that. But here we are at an event that's celebrating 100 years of travel for Colette, another family-owned travel business that's clearly been successful. So do you see it as a sizable advantage or a challenge being a family-owned business in travel?
It's actually both. I actually think family-owned businesses are a total advantage because you know family businesses, the family members always have your back. At the end of the day, you may not always agree, but you have so much more ability to be nimble, change on a dime, don't have to go through layers of bureaucracy funding decisions, the layers, outside investors, other things like that. You have core values that are completely aligned. You usually have owners, executive team, strategic committees, and your management team. Knowing Colette as I do, I am very proud to say I was the first female non-family member of their board of advisors. Dan and I went through the Harvard Business School OPM program together, and I am very proud to see Jacqueline come in her
She's coming up next hour with us, which is going
to
be great. We're looking forward to
her and both of them tonight at the gala.
It's great to see female executives, but it's also great to see that mentoring is still going on and continuing.
Mentoring's critical at all phases and ages of life, both to mentor up and mentor and be mentored.
Absolutely. All right, Jennifer, something we didn't get to talk about last time we had you on the show that I really wanted you to touch on was this last-minute time-constrained travel. We're always short on time. Life just gets busier and busier. Can you just touch on what that is and how last minute people can plan with you?
Last minute, schedules change all the time, and an opportunity to reconnect, whether it be with a child, a spouse, a loved one, when the opportunity is there, life's precious. Time, as we know through Virtuoso, is the one non-renewable asset. And if your meeting ends early, if you fly in a day before or get to your destination a day after something ends, use it. It doesn't have to be a two-week vacation. It doesn't have to be 3 days before. We have advisors that are available to assist with our clients' corporate leisure meetings and incentives or fulfillment that can tell you there's an art gallery, there's a restaurant to try, there's a cruise around New York, there's the perfect exhibit in Boston, there's a wonderful cheese-making opportunity in Switzerland, there happens to be just the right tailor in Hong Kong.
So really specific.
Something, whatever it matches to your client's desire.
All right. So real quick, you know, I see some conflicting reports depending on what I watch or where I pick things up. You know, travel's great, travel's not so great, this and that. You're at the epicenter of this because you get a real chance to feel what's going on out there. So what are you feeling right now? I mean, how is the travel industry doing? You know, we just had summer just start. So what are you saying?
I'm a glasses half full person by nature. I would say
I like that about you. That's good.
For Valerie Wilson Travel, whether it's corporate or leisure, meetings or incentives, I would say 2018 has started off incredibly strong, double-digit growth, both in terms of sales as well as profits. We are always incredibly optimistic. Airline prices have gone up. That always helps us in terms of yield. We always are a little cautious to say that we want the dollar to remain strong. Something can always happen either with weather, hurricanes, earthquakes, and we want to be mindful of other things going on in the world. But we believe the world is there to be explored, both for personal as well as business.
Yeah, everything
that
I'm seeing,
face-to-face.
Yeah, everything I'm seeing and feeling that's out there says that all the trends are, and in some cases, up significantly. But then you see these conflicting reports, and you know the national media at times drives me nuts with this. But you know, I wish we could just turn that off. But
absolutely, I think it's our obligation to continue to go and explore the world.
Yeah, I would agree with
that.
And
see your clients face to face.
Well, listen, I know this was short, but it was great to see you here at the Colette Centennial Celebration. We're going to have to do this again. And thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks.
Nice to catch up with Jennifer. It's a good reminder that regardless of the industry you're in or what you do, it's always good to meet people in business and catch up with them in person.
Absolutely. Connections matter in this world.
They do.
Absolutely, they do. Folks, listen, we're going to take a quick break right now for some sponsor messages, and we're going to toss the show up to Minnesota with Rudy for segment four up next. But don't touch that channel, as there is so much more still to go today. Really, the show is still just getting started, and RM World Travel is back in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.